This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Monday. Hope it is a good one so far for you. I mean, unless you've been up all night, it's probably just beginning if you're actually listening right now. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. We're coming up on 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of our top stories, the R word. You heard the word recession. Ooh, we don't like that word, do we? Heard that mentioned in our top of the hour news. F-16s, what were they doing over Mar-a-Lago? Was that related to anything else? And, of course, plenty of things going on. Might have heard, too, about that little plane crash. Fortunately, everyone did walk away. And so we'll be touching on just some of those things that are making our top stories. It is a Monday. We're going to try to make Mondays great. And it is a messy one for you. Just got to keep that in mind. I know with the time change over the weekend, the daylight saving time, experts, I'll put the little air quotes up there, experts tell us that that time change is actually one that messes with our body clock. It's an easy way of putting it. And it actually can affect us for the next week or so. So what I would suggest, if maybe you're a little off this week, your work's not up to par, just tell your boss, hey, you know, the experts say, don't expect much out of me this week because I can't help it. It's science, and we're going to follow the science. So that is the thing there. But, yeah, hopefully you did set your clocks correctly. And we will we'll try to carry on and make Mondays great. I mentioned Air Force actually intercepted some aircraft. The airspace over Mar-a-Lago was invaded a little bit. They actually had a couple of aircraft that were in restricted airspace there over the weekend. And so the folks at NORAD, they send out a couple of F-16s. I don't know. Can you imagine? You know, let's say you... one of two things. One, if you're flying a small plane, you should know where you don't go, what's temporary restricted airspace, because when the president is there, basically it's the White House, and you don't be flying over it. You're not supposed to be. So imagine you're flying, you know, you got your family or your business partner, you're like, hey, let's go take a look at Mar-a-Lago. Okay, no problem. And then a couple of F-16s show up, shooting flares to get your attention. I can imagine that would freak you out just a little bit. Now, if you knew you were in the wrong, well, you should feel bad, and you probably should feel like an idiot, which you probably do at that point, especially in front of anybody that you have brought with you to show them Mar-a-Lago. But that was the case over the weekend. Now, it's interesting that they've had over 20 what they call, let me make sure I get this right, let's see, over 20 tracks of interest. So as opposed to being a person of interest, if you are on that flight path and you are over Mar-a-Lago and you are in that restricted airspace, you are a track of interest. They've had over 20 of those since Donald Trump's been back in the White House on January 20th. So it makes you wonder, do these pilots, do they just not know what they're doing? Do they not pay attention? Because, you know, even if you're not doing a flight plan ahead of time, there's certain things you look at before you fly. Weather is a big one. You know, you're looking at airspace of places you do and do not go. You're looking at whatever other airports and zones that you may be flying in and out of so that you fly safely. But over 20 since January 20th is really amazing. I almost have to think people are doing it on purpose and thinking, it's not a big deal. I won't get caught. I'm one little plane. We'll buzz over and we'll be great. But no, they are watching this sort of thing. Now, the irony is, and this is not related, but the Secret Service ended up getting a little message earlier in the weekend that someone was actually traveling, I believe, from Indiana and was actually going to Washington, D.C., someone who could be suicidal. Well, they were aware of this person, and he got as close to within a block or so of the White House, and they called him a suicidal individual. He was traveling, as I mentioned, from D.C. to Indiana. They found his vehicle, spotted a guy that looked like the description. They approached him. He pulled out a weapon, and an armed confrontation kind of went from there. Shots were fired by the Secret Service, as they should be. Again, you're a block from the White House. Somebody pulls out a gun. You've got a tip. They're heading there. I believe that he's still – they didn't kill him. So he's very fortunate in that regard, unless something has happened since the condition was not actually being released. But that's a little, a little scary. And we don't even know all the times or things that we don't hear about in the news of things that happened either near the White House or Mar-a-Lago. And so just a couple of those just ironically happening over the same weekend. So just kind of makes you aware, I guess, of what their life is like, whether you're in politics as the president or the job of the Secret Service to protect the president and the vice president and their families and that sort of thing. So we're going to be covering these kind of things. Got a couple of guests coming in a little bit later on this morning. And the 9 o'clock hour, actually, there's an event called the Gator Gobbler Banquet. And maybe you are familiar with this, maybe you are not. A couple of friends of mine, Michelle Pickett and Mark Herm, are going to be in studio to talk about that. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, Florida Congressman Ryan Chamberlain. You've been hearing rumor about talk in Tallahassee, and I think the governor has mentioned it, and a lot of folks have been talking about it. The possibility of no property tax in Florida, a real estate tax. What would that be like? Because with anything, when you take something away, as in a tax, well, that money still has to come from somewhere. And so it's going to be kind of interesting to delve into that just a little bit and kind of see what is going on. Another upcoming event that we want to make sure that you are aware of because, well, a couple of reasons. One, thank you, thank you, thank you. Of course, I'm talking about the Bob Rose Scramble, the 27th annual Bob Rose Scramble. It's coming up Friday, April 4th. The folks over at Gainesville Harley-Davidson presenting it on this year. The good news, it is sold out. Of course, it does a great work, raises usually over $50,000 to help the folks with ARC Alachua. But we are still in need of some volunteers. And it's a lot of fun on that day. So even if you're not playing, even if you're not a sponsor or whatever, and there's some great sponsors that are part of it, the volunteering part is still fun. You get to see all the people. You get to eat the food. And did I mention there's food before and after? Yeah, we kind of like that. So if you want to help out, you want to volunteer, do us a favor. Reach out to Mark Johnson. We just know he loves telephone calls. It's 6:15 in the morning. But here's his number. It's 352-246-3516. That's 352-246-3516. Talk to Mark Johnson. He'll fill you in. Tell him, hey, I've heard about that Bob Rose Scramble, and I want to volunteer. And he will get you going. We're at 6:15. It is the Bob Rose Show on a Monday. We're trying to make Mondays great. Greg Cassidy sitting in the Bob Lounger. Lots more to talk about, and we'll get to it next. And we'll also open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and see what maybe what your weekend was like and what you think about some of the stories we're talking about. It's all ahead, 97.3 The Sky.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Joan Robin. Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, here we are coming up on 621. It is the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers for the answers always. Yes. Greg Cassidy in for, I was going to say vacationing Bob Rose. Not really a vacation. He off for the weekend. Went down Tampa Way. I guess some folks coming to town to visit. Going to go see a little baseball. And hopefully they got that. I did not check the scores to see how they did. Because I wasn't there, wasn't invited, so I don't care. No, I'm kidding. So he'll be back on the road today, be back on the show bright and early tomorrow morning. But since we are here, we're trying to do our best to make Mondays great. A lot of things going on in our headlines. Hope you had a nice weekend, though. I mean, it was a little messy out there today. Kind of got a share of rain. And kind of through the whole show today, we're going to be seeing some on and off showers. So that means roads are going to be wet. And again, with the time change, it is darker longer. Some folks maybe not in the habit of turning on their headlights, and I know a few of our friends in law enforcement, like it is mine, a pet peeve. Well, first off, you should have your lights on if your wipers are on. Okay, that's the law. You should have your lights on when it's dark. That's just common sense. And the reality is people see you better all the time if your lights are on in general. I don't know. It just amazes me when I know I harp on it a lot, just some of the bad driving techniques. Maybe I'll get into that a little bit more on what's bugging you, because that's coming up just about an hour or so. I mentioned a little bit earlier that there was a plane crash over the weekend. Now, when you say plane crash, people tend to assume, you know, jet liner, airliner, to borrow an old song's title. It was actually a small plane crash. It was out in Pennsylvania. And it's making news probably not just because it was a plane crash, but because literally off-eye passengers survived. And that's kind of unusual. It had taken off and very quickly did a nosedive. You know, they were trying to get that nose up, whatever. It did not happen. All five occupants were transported to some local hospitals. No injuries reported to the ground. It hits a complex, just missed an office building as well. That was miraculous that it did not hit that. But if you haven't seen the video yet, it's kind of worth watching. And I'm sure if you're watching your national news before you head out this morning or whatever you kind of watch, when you're not listening to 97.3 The Sky, of course, you're going to see, when you see a little plane in a parking lot and there's cars there and there's offices and you've got apartments there, I think it was actually at a retirement center is where it crashed. Pretty amazing that nobody on the ground was injured or killed, and that all five on the plane itself, absolutely miraculous. And I guess, again, that's why I say that's probably why that is making such a national story. The other thing, while we're kind of whining about a little bit of rain and time change and things like that, you know, I've kind of harped on the fact that one thing I don't miss about living in the Midwest, having been raised in St. Louis my whole life, was scraping windows and shoveling snow. But man, the folks out in Arizona, I don't know if you happen to see this, they got nailed. Now, some areas got just a few inches. Some areas, as you move along, got about a foot, and some got more than 2 feet of snow. So imagine, and I know that one person was kind of lamenting the fact that what was normally like a 5-6 hour drive for them through that area was going to take like some 25 hours. I mean, you did have a crash or two. Again, the good news there is people weren't killed or seriously injured. But man, you've got snow like that, you're in the mountains or wherever you are, and suddenly you've got an accident to contend with, and then traffic gets backed up, and then it's funny, though. People are funny sometimes when we find ourselves in a difficult situation. So you're stuck in the snow. You're not like stuck in, but you're on the highway. You're stuck in the snow. It's backed up for hours. You're not going anywhere. You kind of so some folks got out and had a snowball fight, which I think that's great. You know, you might as well enjoy yourself, right? And then some folks were helping others who had not expected the stop and slid off the side of the road. So, you know, they were grabbing their four-wheel drives, pulling people out, kind of being good Samaritans. So I guess really, and it's kind of like we say, taking Monday and trying to make them great. Look at the positive side of things. You know, take advantage of a situation where, yeah, it really sucks that you're kind of in that scenario. But if you can have fun, go ahead, have a little fun with it, and if you can help somebody else out at the same time, then why not do that? So we touched on Gavin Newsom a little bit on Friday. He had had a conversation with Charlie Kirk, and it appeared that he had kind of, he does what politicians do. In this case, he is, Newsom is as lefty as they come. But suddenly with the Trump win, with the tide changing around the country of the DEI stuff, companies are pulling back, getting rid of those departments. It's waste anyway, and it doesn't accomplish anything. It's been amazing how fast, we're talking of just the last couple of weeks, how fast that Gavin Newsom has moved to try to be a centrist. Now, I know back in the day that kind of worked for Bill Clinton, but it wasn't quite this quick. He just at some point realized, okay, if I'm going to get anything done, I've got to work with the Republicans, and he kind of did a little bit of a sidestep there. But Gavin Newsom, he even used the line that the Democratic Party brand has just been crushed. He realizes what's going on. He knows that this whole, like, for instance, trans thing with men playing women's sports and being on female teams is a losing proposition. I mean, across the country, it's like an 80-20 against, that activity. So I find it interesting just how quickly someone can change their opinion on things or their views, to the point that I just always kind of felt, if you really believe in something and you're going to run for office, stick to your guns. If you ran on it, if this is what you believe, you've touted it for years, you're the governor of a big liberal state like California, if that is what you really believe, then you ought to stick to it. Or if you realize that, okay, maybe things are changing, maybe a slight shift, maybe just acknowledgments, but it's really kind of funny to watch him. And even Bill Maher is coming out. We'll talk about that a little bit later. He's actually complimenting him, but he called it how Newsom made the switch from what he thought about just 2 weeks ago. So it was not a gradual thing, not a shift, not a shuffle. No. Gavin, he flipped the switch on this one, which again makes it even more obvious that you're a very hypocritical politician. As if we didn't know that already. There's that. Plenty more to get to this morning. More things on Trump and the administration. We're going to talk about LeBron James, not one of my favorite players. We'll kind of get into why. We'll get into that and some more things that I did over the weekend. And we'll, of course, hear from you as well. And we'll open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. 628, it's the Bob Rowe Show. Greg Cassidy in 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome to Monday. It's the Bob Rowe Show, 97.3 The Sky. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rowe. So we'll be back tomorrow morning. We're coming up on 6:38. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Now, I know, time change over the weekend. Daylight saving time. Daylight savings time. Get it right, news people. Daylight saving time. And so here we are. So you may feel a little sluggish. It was kind of interesting yesterday at church, kind of watching some folks who were usually right on time. And it's like, okay, starting time, they're not here yet. Okay, there they come. Just kind of strolling in a little late, little sluggish. And actually, I mentioned this earlier. Experts do tell us that the jumping forward does affect our body clock and all those rhythms in our system a little more than the setting the clocks back for whatever reason. And that we've seen stats, and it appears to be true that accidents and incidents are up for the next week or so after this time change. So especially with it being a Monday morning, with it being kind of rainy, and maybe you're feeling a little out of it, be extra careful out there. Make sure you got your lights on. Give yourself a little extra space between you and somebody else. Roads are going to be pretty much wet throughout the morning drive, and so we wanted to be a safe one for you. The R word does keep popping up in our headlines. Recession, is that going to be an issue? F-16s mentioned a little bit earlier, they were actually flying over Mar-a-Lago. We'll get into that a little bit as well. And then I mentioned that small plane crash. That was what could have been a very tragic situation. Everyone walked away. No fatalities or injuries on the ground. That is absolutely, absolutely amazing. Hey, there is an event coming up that we want to make sure that you you get a chance to be a part of. The 6th Annual Appreciation Dinner, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. This is a fantastic organization locally. Bob is even on their board, and they do a great work with our veterans. I mean, those of us who did not get a chance to serve, this is a great way to kind of do our part to support them. You know, they deal with a lot of PTSD issues. We see way too many losses on a daily basis in our country of our veterans. And so the folks at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors do fantastic work right here in our community. And the annual dinner is coming up April 26th. That will be here before you know it. There are still some slots if you want to maybe sponsor a table, maybe like help to sponsor the event. You know, get some people together from work. Get together. Come on out. There's always great raffles. The food is always good. Great speakers. And it's going to be at the World Equestrian Center this year. They are moving on up. So if you'd like to find out more, head over to info@soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. That's info@soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. If you missed that, just do a little Google search there for Soldiers Freedom. And again, fantastic people. People love what Dan DeMarco and the crew, I say the crew, very small staff, and they volunteer. I mean, that's the amazing thing, you know. And so hopefully you will get a chance, get out there and be a part of it. So Bob and I always joke how Sunny Hostin, you know, she's never very sunny. Kind of like Joy Behar is never very joyful, and Joy Reid joyfully is out of a job. That's finally a thing. But Sunny just, I don't know. I guess when you live and work in your own little bubble, and the people that are immediately around you kind of feel the same way that you do about things politically, I guess you can say and do those things, and the people around you don't shake their head of like, what are you talking about? That's up to me and you and Bob to do. So she told her co-host on Friday's show that Donald Trump's second term was an existential crisis. And get this, Democratic lawmakers must be willing to fight and die. Sonny, what in the world are you talking about? She says they don't know how to fight and be part of an opposition party. And Representative Green gave them the example. So you should stand up and shake your canes, I guess, at them. Because if you look at the Democrat Party in Congress these days, wow, that is past retirement home age-wise. Anyway, she said it's very clear. Now here, Sonny Hostin, supposed to be an expert on things. At least at some level, you're spouting your opinions on national television. You would think you would do your homework. But she never does, and she says really stupid things like this one. It's very clear that Medicaid is on the table. It's very clear that Social Security is on the table. It's very clear that people will die. The baby boomers, the civil rights generation, they knew what they had to do. They were willing to fight and die for their rights. This generation of Congress, they're not meeting the moment. This is an existential crisis. Come on, Sonny. Really? You're telling Congress to get up there and fight and die if you have to. Shake your canes at the president and the opposition. It's like, what are you talking about? And how many times does the president or the cabinet have to say, okay, no, Social Security is not on the table. Nothing's going to hurt Social Security. Your retirement is there. It's like they feel on the left they have to go back to the same well. Over and over and over again with scare tactics like this. Now, Anna Navarro, her perspective was, I like civility in Congress. I think that when you're in Congress, it's not a WWE wrestling match. Nobody told Al Green. Says this is not the House of Commons. Meaning England, if you've ever watched them, they like to scream and yell and throw things. That's really not how our Congress should be. She says, this is the U.S. Capitol. The problem is, this is not happening in a vacuum. We all remember when Joe Wilson, the Republican congressman who stood up against Barack Obama, giving the State of the Union and called him a liar. See, this is the interesting contrast that I find with that mess that we watched last week with the Dems sitting there. They didn't know what they were doing. Nobody got the agenda of the night memo right. You had the ones in Ukrainian colored ties. You had the women dressed in pink who only care about, you know, women's sports in the sense that men can be in there, and they're the first ones to kill babies. Okay, that makes no sense whatsoever. You get Al Green waving his cane. You got people with their little paddles with all their little messages. So they're in total disarray, and everybody knows. I don't know if you watch that, you realize that. And then you got Sonny coming out saying, you guys need to get your act together. You need to be ready to fight and die for what you believe in Congress. And yet somehow people watch The View every day and they root these people on. And you got Joy Behar right in the middle of all that. And it just makes you wonder. It just makes you wonder. I don't think that we will ever figure them out because I don't think my brain can be that deranged. Just saying. Hey, we are coming up on 6:45. It is the Bob Rose Show. We're making Mondays great. Greg Cassidy sitting in for Bob Rose. He'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. We've got lots to talk about, and we're going to open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. It's all next. 97.3 The Sky. Hey, thanks for listening to the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Greg Cassidy in the Bob Lounger today, sitting in for Bob Rose. He'll be back tomorrow. Took a little time off over the weekend and went to see a little baseball in Tampa. So 10 now away from 7 o'clock. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, hope you had a good weekend, and hopefully the time change didn't mess with you too much. I mentioned earlier, folks were, seemed some of them, a little sluggish on getting to church on time Sunday morning, you know. They did get up on time, but somehow just getting the body clock, getting the body moving, a little extra caffeine, that kind of thing, I guess. Thanks to Sherry, she let me know that today, actually, and I it's so appropriate, this is actually National Napping Day. So, and if you don't normally take a nap, you know, Bob gets his nap every afternoon. That's kind of part of his regimen of his daily life. I do maybe once a week or so, maybe, just because if we get up so early and if I don't get to bed on time one night at a reasonable time, it's kind of nice. But yeah, National Napping Day. So even if you get caught maybe dozing off just a little bit at work today, again, you've got excuses today. And I know where it's Monday. We're trying to make Mondays great. It's what we do on the Bob Rose Show. But experts tell us that on the time change, the daylight saving time where we jump forward, that messes with our rhythm, with our body clock, and so it's going to be kind of a little screwy for the next few days. They say that accident reports go up a little bit more this week. So if you're feeling a little off and your boss brings it to your attention, the experts say there's a reason for it. And if you end up napping a little bit at work today, it is National Napping Day, so I'm not really giving you permission to slack off at work or take a nap. I'm just saying if you're one of those who do, you have excuses. I might even sign it for you. Little signed excuse. A few minutes ago, we were talking about how good old Sonny Hostin talks about the existential crisis that we're in and how Democrats in Congress need to be willing to fight and die. She's such an idiot. I'm sorry. Idiot is my word. You know, I don't cuss by nature, just not kind of who I am. But my word is idiot. And I'll use that many times while on the road. And when it comes to politicians or really stupid television hosts like Sunny. And her whole thing that they just need to be able to stand up and die for their beliefs. What are you doing out there, Sunny? What, you make a bazillion dollars. You've got a staff of who knows how many. You sit in your little liberal bubble on national television with your little Joy and your other little friends who are misnamed, and you spout your crap, and women applaud for you, and you feel all good about yourself. I'm sorry. Something else that kind of came out of that, you've got Representative Jamie Raskin, who is quite the rascal, said over the weekend that President Donald Trump should be censured. Now, you know, they actually did censure Al Green. But again, what did he do? He stood up. He was shouting at the president. He's waving his little gold cane, his black and gold cane. Very disruptive. And you're not allowed to do that. Again, this is not the House of Commons. We don't stand and shout and throw things at each other. Or when you do, things happen, like Al Green. But he says the president should be censured. Why? Because he called Senator... I love this. Because he called Senator Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas to her face. You know, he called her that for years. I mean, again, who drew first blood in this Native American battle regarding Elizabeth Warren? Well, she did. You can still go find positions that she's had, that she's attained in her career, and she's the first female this, or she's the first Native American female this. And it was all because her grandma had high cheekbones? I mean, what? So, Raskin says, it's a fair criticism, you know. We've stayed unified through this. It's a valid critique that we did not have one single strategic plan going into the address that night. That's what I touched on a few minutes ago. They were obviously told to be rude and sit on their hands and stand for no one. Even a little boy who had dealt with years of brain cancer? What? You can't applaud for a kid who's, you know, being honored? Idiots. See, I told you that was my word. And again, they had no plan. You had the people with the paddles. You had the ones with the ties. You had the pink dresses. They were just all over the place. And he says Al Green was making a very strong, valid, substantive point. There was no mandate to destroy Medicaid. Most Democrats rejected the idea of censuring him. You've got to get off these kicks, again, of the whole Medicaid and the Social Security. Those aren't things. But he goes on, when he used the pulpit to call a sitting member of the United States Senate Pocahontas, so I think a racial and ethnic slur for the president was far greater insult to the dignity and decorum of our chamber. No, the president was highlighting the fact that she had stolen their identity. What's the real crime here? Remember a few years ago, there was a news gal, and I can't think of her name right now. It was when this whole push on, you know, you can't dress up like anybody of a different race. Actors have to be of a certain race to play a certain race. And they literally were talking about Halloween. And she'd said when she was a little girl that she and her friends liked to dress up like Diana Ross and the Supremes. And she just questioned, what's the problem with that? And she got fired. What? No, that was stupid. And this is stupid. You're going to get on the president for calling her Pocahontas when she's the one who basically stole the identity of a Native American, claimed it as her own, said it was her family heritage, but he's the one for highlighting it that should be censured. Again, this is the lack of common sense, of logic, that unfortunately is what we are dealing with in our nation's capital. So anyway, a lot of serious stuff to get to. Hopefully you had a good weekend. And if you want to jump on some of our topics this morning, we're going to be taking a break here in just a minute, so there's probably not time now. But you really should keep this phone number in your phone all the time, talking about the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. 877-975-9825. That's 877-WSKYTALK. Just kind of keep that there. I did have a good weekend. I didn't really get into a lot of what I did. I did make it to church on time, though. Again, I mentioned some folks did not, but we'll talk about that. I met a few Sky listeners over the weekend, over the last several days. I'm going to mention some of them, and we'll just kind of, you know, chat about what's going on. There's plenty of things in our headlines, lots to talk about. We're just over 15 minutes away from what's bugging you, so you can go ahead and start thinking about that if there's something that's going to be on your mind or is on your mind that kind of irritated you over the weekend or is just kind of bugging you in general. I've always got a list, and more times than not, it usually includes people driving or just doing something kind of idiotic behind the wheel. But I digress. We'll get to all that about 7:15. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. It's 97.3 The Sky.